With the sounds of cashiers ringing up groceries, plastic bags rustling, and shopping carts slamming, it can mean only one thing in Wrangell: tax-free day. And with tax-free days, locals have only one thing on their minds.
Bye, bye, bye.
Twice a year, Wrangellites enjoy the comforts of shopping for groceries and filling up gas tanks without worrying about the borough's 7% sales tax. Along with no sales tax, most local businesses add a little extra incentive to lure shoppers.
Well, we're running a sale on our lawn and garden. That's 20% off our major appliances. Are 10% off, sporting goods 15% off.
We have our Columbia Sportswear clothing 20% off, all men's and women's. Special deals on Moose Hunter Mustang products.
It's 10% store-wide except tobacco.
Just our normal annual case goods sale with just about everything that everybody that people need, like tomato products and soups and vegetables.
When 8 a.m. rolls around on tax-free days, shoppers are ready to pounce.
I look forward to the day that is tax-free.
Therese Pimpek says she uses coupons and other ways to save even more.
Oh, it's just been fun shopping and gassing up the cars. It's a good day to do all those kinds of things, provide for the family.
Victoria Martin says along with shopping on tax-free days, she loves the atmosphere when she's out and about.
For me, it's fun just to see all the people out, enjoying this beautiful day and doing some shopping and patronizing our local businesses.
That was the idea when the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce successfully lobbied for tax-free days in 2007. Support local businesses. At first, only one day was set aside for a tax-free day. Now, Wrangellites have a day in the summer and a day in the fall to stock up on food, fuel, and other supplies at low prices. Chamber of Commerce President Janelle Privett says tax-free days mean more than just saving money.
Tax-free day is a thank you to the community.
Privett says she believes there are a way to honor local businesses during Wrangell's hard economic times. She says she believes the borough's economic struggles are not over.
It may look like to people that the businesses are doing really well, but it's not. And this wouldn't normally happen. We would not have people out shopping like this.
Privett says some have raised concerns about the loss of revenue on those days. The borough is definitely not sweating it.
So I think overall it's a good thing for the community. It's not going to bankrupt the city or anything like that.
Jeff J. Bush is the finance director for the city and borough of Wrangell. He says despite a decline in numbers, the borough still made over $2 million in revenue from the sales tax in each of the last 3 years. For each tax-free day, the borough loses an estimated $20,000. That's $40,000 a year. J. Bush says those days still give a needed boost to the local economy.
There's always needs for in the city, you know, with streets and building repairs and all kind of things like that, that obviously every dime is important, but I think this is important too, so I think it's fine.
Assembly member Jeremy Maxson is also confident in the borough's finances when it comes to tax-free days. He says with a balanced budget and a strong surplus, 2 days out of the year shouldn't be a burden on the borough.
If two tax-free days out of the year helps them come down and buy, you know, whether it's clothes or groceries or replacing appliances or whatever it is, I think that you know, that we should do that. We should continue to do it.
And businesses agree.
It is an excellent opportunity for the retailers to have a kind of an extra opportunity to increase their sales.
People really appreciate being able to buy things without paying that tax, and I don't have everything in the store on sale, and you don't really have to. I think it's just a great opportunity for our customers to get a little break on prices.
While they enjoy tax-free days every year, most businesses would like to see the borough schedule one of them after the release of the permanent fund dividend. The Chamber of Commerce says it plans to discuss it with the borough in the future. The last time a tax-free day was held after a PFD release date was in 2008. Alaskans each received a $2,069 dividend plus a $1,200 resource rebate. It was released a month earlier than the usual October date. City Market owner Ben Curtis remembers tax-free day that year. He says by the end of the day, City Market was practically cleaned out. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.
Customer service line 101. Kathy, customer service line 101.